My mom comes from a long heritage of basket makers. That would be my grandmother Hazel Peet from the Chehalis tribe. And so that's how I learned how to make baskets ever since I can remember.
Are you proud to be from that type of family? I mean, you guys are pretty prominent and well known around.
I'm considered a master weaver. So I've been weaving, I would say again, since I was younger. And it was always something that we did as a family. I remember being at my grandma's old house. We all had a job to do, whether it was taking black raffia and braiding it, because that would be the hair for the cattail dolls, or maybe you had a black Sharpie and your job was to put eyes on the people. So to become a master weaver, you need to be able to work with all of the elements: your cedar, your cattail, your sweetgrass, your raffia, your bear grass. But you also have to be able to gather all your material. And when you are making your basket, you want to have good feelings and good thoughts. Whether this is a gift for you or a gift for someone else, or if it's your first one, you don't want to have bad thoughts and bad feelings and pass it on to somebody
Yeah.
else.
Do you think you'll pass this tradition on to your son?
Well, my older son, Anthony, he is also a master weaver, and he even teaches, and he's 22. He had a coming out as a master weaver when I believe he was 13. And my son James is 4, and I want him to have the same opportunities Anthony had. I want him to be able to teach at a young age and to be able to gather and to know this is his heritage. This is what I learned from my mom, my grandma. You'll learn it from your aunts, and it's something that he'll be able to pass down to his children.